जय श्री साई नाथाय नमः। वेलकम टू शिरडी साई बाबा एक्सपीरियंसेस पॉडकास्ट नंबर 25 सीजन 2। आई रितु गंसा योर पॉडकास्टर फॉर द डे। वेलकम यू टू दिस लवली जर्नी ऑफ लिसनिंग बाबाज लीलाज एंड इमेजिनिंग व्हाट्स हैपनिंग लाइक वी वॉचिंग मूवी राइट इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस, बिकॉज दिस ओल्ड मैन हू इज अ मैजिशियन wants us to take on a beautiful ride of his miracles, of faith, of trust, of Shraddha and of Saburi. So let's begin with experience sharing by an anonymous devotee who is from Canada, and the title of the experience is Experience After Joining the Mahaparayan. And it goes like this. Sai Ram, I would like to share my experience with Baba. I request you not to identify me with my name, just because I am not this name or this body. I belong to Baba. I want to be identified as Baba's devotee. I joined the Global Mahaparayan in May 2020. I don't remember how and when I got to know about Baba, but my life is completely guided by His divine grace. I would not have been what I am or where I am if not for His grace. He just made many, many things happen. When I look back and retrospect, I just see Baba's grace. I don't know what I did to deserve this. I'm still struggling to understand. I do not do any elaborate puja, or I do not chant any mantra. I was caught up with life and I had this feeling that life is happening because of my efforts. I had an inflated ego that it's me all the time, and I have even hurt people with this attitude of mine. But I was very wrong. I started understanding His grace. I started reading Guru Charitra Parayam. I finished one reading and started reading the second Parayam. One day, one of my friends who is a member of the Mahaparayan group messaged me asking some questions about the Mahaparayan. I didn't know anything about her Mahaparayan group. During our chat, I got to know about this group and I requested her to introduce me, and then it started in May 2020. I was going through a very tough time then. After starting the Mahaparayan, I received a major setback from my brother, whom I loved dearly and trusted completely. He hurt me to the core and he betrayed me. I was depressed for a few months and I really couldn't understand what happened, because I loved him like my own child. But it was my ego which hurt more. Baba gave me this lesson because I needed it. And I'm still struggling to conquer that hurt and destroy my ego. If this episode with my brother didn't happen, I would have never understood my faults. Now I'm working really hard to correct myself. Coming to the most recent miracle of Baba in my life. We have immigrated to Canada. And I have been in a job for 5 years, which did not suffice our financial needs. I really did not have the courage to move out of it. Last year, I thought of trying, but because of Corona, I just kept quiet. Baba ensured that I had a job. I did not make any move to find a new job because many people lost their jobs during this time. This year, I started thinking of changing jobs and updated my resume and started preparing for the interviews. My confidence level wasn't great. I worked for an insurance company and I attended an interview with another insurance company which had similar kind of projects. This company usually considers candidates working in our company because they can be onboarded easily due to their familiarity with the applications. I was 100% ideal candidate for the role. I think I did my interviews also well. I was so sure that I would get the job and my ego was in full action. I told many of my friends that I attended this interview and everyone said, "Oh, you will get it for sure." And my ego got inflated once again. But I wasn't selected. This came as a big blow. I started feeling discouraged. And then there was another blow from my company. I was expecting a promotion this year, but that was denied to me. I really felt depressed, but I just prayed to Baba asking Him to do what was best for me. I did not question him for these things. I prayed to him to improve my financial condition. Every day I just asked him to help me to keep my devotion at his feet. After a week of this disappointment of not getting selected, I fell ill. So I took sick leave when I was resting. Suddenly I felt an urge to message someone whom I just know through friends. And I don't know her personally. I had just spoken to her a couple of times earlier in 2018, and that's what, and just it. I messaged her in January this year when I started my job search, and she replied back by saying that she would let me know if there are any opportunities that was there. There was no communication after that. This day on Feb 26th, I was on sick leave and was resting. And then suddenly I felt an urge to text her again. And I did that. She called me in the afternoon and started asking me questions related to my work. She was satisfied and said that she would schedule an interview on Monday, March 1st. I replied well for the interview. She helped me to prepare on the topics, also to do properly articulate the work I do. I attended the interview on March 1st. 2nd March, I had my job in hand, which is much, much better than the one which I missed earlier. I had never heard about this company. I don't know this lady personally, but everything went on so smoothly. It was all Baba's work. I wasn't there at that at all. He just made everything happen. I felt so grateful. This job is the answer for my financial problems. I will earn a lot, much better. And I will learn a lot in this job too. This job gives me security too. What else can I say? This is Baba. It's just him. It's his way of taking care of me. I don't really understand why I deserve his grace. This is not the first time that this has happened in my life. My life is completely filled with these kinds of incidents. But I never felt it this strong. This time I was little aware. I was little conscious to understand his grace when it occurred to me. Not in retrospect. Now I am more at peace. I'm working towards total surrender. I think I do, but only when a situation comes, my devotion of my conviction can be known. But I know one thing for sure, that I'm nothing. I'm absolutely nothing. It's all His grace. It's Him. It's His grace. Om Sai Ram. With gratitude, your anonymous sign devotee. MP Experience 4074. Thank you so much for sharing this lovely Leela. And reading your Leela, I can just say that I could completely connect with your experiences, with your emotions, with your feelings, with all the turmoil that you've gone through and all the learnings that you have got out of it and however you have evolved as a person. Because more or less, I too have had certain level of disappointment with people I loved, certain level of inflated ego because of being too good and too perfect with things that I do, certain level of an evolvement as a person when I had my failures and setbacks. And that's when I realized, which Baba of course made me realize, that it's not me who does things. It's only and only Him. So that is when He made me shed that thought and that ownership of me being the karta and me being the doer, which I know more have, and I really want Baba to keep me like this and evolve me more as a devotee, as a person, so that I realize it's not me absolutely, it's only Him, and it's no one in this world, it's only Him. Everything is Him. Everything goes back to Him. It comes from Him. So it's only and only Him. Thank you so much for making this back fresh again in my mind. And I'm sure people who are listening to this, Baba's devotees who are listening to this, who have gone through such a situation ever in their life, will get this fresh back into their memories, from their memories. So thank you so much for sharing this. Thank you, Pooja ji, for giving us this platform. And thank you, Baba, for making us listen to your lovely Leelas. I think no better way than this doing your bhakti, being close to you. So before I sign off for the day, as I always share that you can visit our social media handles in the link shared below. You can also write us your experience in the Mahaparayan blogs, or you can just simply record your voice message in the bell icon. You can do that. Next to that, there's a voice record button. You can just record your message and shoot, and I will try sharing your experiences like I always do. But as I always say, it's Baba who handpicks your experience, your Leela. So let him decide. Let's just share and leave the rest on him. And before I sign off, I would also like to say that our seva, our bhakti is just a click away. All you can do is sitting at home is share this experience with any of your friends who needs to listen to this, any of Sai devotees or anybody you think who needs to listen to this, and leave the rest on Baba. He knows who needs to listen to this and it needs to reach to whom. Just click the share button and spread his bhakti everywhere. And this is the least we can do in his seva. Thank you so much. I'll see you until I come back again with another Leela handpicked by Baba. Take care of yourself, and yes, wish you a very, 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 very happy Holi. So enjoy this beautiful celebration. Om Shri Sai Nathaya Namah.